brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Greg Palast, best-selling author, documentary filmmaker, BBC Newsnight investigative reporter, will be in studio with us. Don McCormick and Joe Bird, and of course, Joe Bird's girlfriend, were picked up, and Don was interrogated severely and told that he would not be getting back out if he went back down to the Bilderberg group where they were meeting. And they were very interested in myself. Of course, they had provocateurs there and then others that would pick up the provocateur chant, and I saw police waiting to pounce. The minute I would have agreed or said anything that could be construed as a threat, I would be in a prison right now. Because I'm a public figure, I wouldn't have probably gone to an overseas torture center, but I would be in jail. It'd be big headlines right now. I mean, we wrote that article last week. We weren't joking about that. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? And this is all meant to scare everybody, all the NSA spying announcements, all of it. It doesn't scare me. You should be scared of not taking action against these people. You know, I told Customs when they held me off and on for 15 hours, I told them while I was there. I was there to cover it. I was there to report on it. And I was there to expose it. And I did that. And I, you know, I mean what I say, and I said what I meant, and an elephant's faithful 100%. I mean, I told these people what I was there for, period. And it shows how elitist the Bilderberg Group is. It shows their power. It shows how they can pull strings. It shows what they can do. This is the real shadow government. In closing, Don McCormick, I want to commend you for your courage to come on and expose this and talk about this. Daniel Estulon's been picked up, kidnapped before, basically. So has Jim Tucker many times. Many other reporters. It happened to myself. But they've been picked up right off the street before. This now happened to you. And it just lets you know that we're dealing with the elite here. In closing, Don McCormick, anything else?
Well, first of all, Alex, I'd just like to thank you for letting me get this story out. I feel safer knowing that
absolutely.
Now if anything does happen to me, that maybe this might have something to do with it. You know, I don't mean to be paranoid, but after what I've seen in Canada here, I just don't know what to think. And I really appreciate your courage as well, because without you, I would not know what I know. Knowledge is power.
It is. Don, stay in touch. If they give you any more problems, we'll be here for you. You got our office number. God bless.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. There's a electrician, works for the dams, works for the nuclear power plants, no criminal record, middle-aged fellow, family guy. And he just goes out there with some friends to you know, check out what's happening. And they're listening carefully to anyone to say anything, they can grab them. And of course, the provocateurs can stand there and say whatever they want. That's fine. You know, they're allowed to sit there and shoot their mouths off. You see, I told you we were crossing a line when I stood up in Bullhorn, Bilderberg. I knew it consciously and in my bones. But we've got to be bold. We've got to be strong. So if I fall and bump my head, or an 18-wheeler runs over me, or I die suddenly of a heart attack or some 2-week cancer, or I get found dead in a hotel room with a heroin needle sticking out of my arms, with a prostitute cut up. You know it isn't true, ladies and gentlemen. And people go, man, Alex, you've got courage. Look at this. No, I don't have courage, ladies and gentlemen. We have a pack of psychopathic criminals in control of our country and the world, who think they're going to get away with all this. They put all these poisons in the vaccines. The DU, John Yoo, one of the chief White House counsel, says they can torture little kids. I mean, you got to stand up against them. They're going to have their way with us if we don't. And we are having an effect. We have discredited them. Their approval ratings are at 30%, in some cases even lower. Their agenda is unpopular, unconstitutional, and tyrannical. So if more of us stand up, they can't get us all. And people are standing up. A lot of the police and intelligence agency people are on our side. They've counted the cost. They know we're the good guys. They know their bosses are the bad guys. All we were there in Canada doing was exposing the global mafia, period. That's all we were doing. And we'll continue to do that. These Malthusian social Darwinistic crooks that want to build this world government will be defeated. We'll come back with Greg Palast. We're honored to have him in studio with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. Check them out.
Alex Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this second hour, and I've had a chance to meet him in New York and interview him for my film, Martial Law. He was gracious enough to give us a few hours then, and I've had him on the radio with us many, many times over the years, breaking big stories that he's always gracious enough to bring us. And he was here over the weekend speaking to a standing room only crowd about his new book that just came out and is already on the New York Times bestseller list. It's Greg Palast, Armed Madhouse, Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, China Floats, Bush Sinks, The Scheme to Steal 08, No Child Behind Left. And it also is a handsome book. I just got it, and I can't wait to read it. Greg is an extremely accomplished writer, again, best-selling author, joining us in studio. We're also videotaping this for the local TV show and the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Greg Palast, great to have you here with us.
Terrific, Alex. It's always an honor. Really. I mean, you know, my big shot publishers out of New York, I say, I want to launch my book on the Alex Jones Show. And they go, what's Alex Jones? You know, like they're in the New York towers. They don't understand what the people are listening to. So that's why even they are surprised that my book is a bestseller again. You know, so thank you, Alex, because you're getting that word out.
Oh, no, thank you, Greg. You certainly have a huge grassroots support all over the globe. Tell us about Armed Madhouse.
Well, I mean, it starts out like Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf? You go from the war on terror to Iraq to Venezuela, to China and what's going on with all the stuff. What I'm doing is, for those who don't know me, I do investigative reporting for BBC television, which, you know, Alex is, you know, I have to do over there because investigative reporting here is, I think, against Patriot Act 3 or something. They don't allow this stuff on the air. What I've got here, for example, are the secret plans for the oil fields of Iraq, which I was able to get out of Houston, which are written for the Iraqi government, imposed by the State Department, but written up by Big Oil. I've got here the inside documents from Choice Point and the companies which are illegally, you know, sucking up information about you and me and renting it out to the government. So you have like 60 illustrations in this beast because it's all these documents marked secret and confidential you're not supposed to see, and BBC will actually allow me to go get them, but they won't allow me to show it on US TV. I am completely, totally locked out of American television.
Well, this is smoking gun type stuff that you have. You've done a lot of the original research on this. It's been confirmed. It's been vetted.
That's right.
This is the same stuff that the Treasury Secretary O'Neill was telling us. Then you actually get the documents.
That's right.
This is war profiteering in the extreme. This is serious crime, in my opinion. And historically, we have that precedent. You have the oil companies writing up the oil policy for the Iraqi government to basically then hand it over to them, proving that one of the pillars of this invasion is about snatching trillions of dollars in oil.
And controlling it. See, one of the weird things is, and one of the horrible things is, I got two documents. A lot of, you know, they say, oh, conspiracy nuts think that Bush had a secret plan to seize and control the oil fields of Iraq before the invasion and even before September 11th. And that's not true, Alex, because I looked it up and we dug it out and we found out he had two plans. And the two plans, one written up by neocons, one written up by Big Oil. And the Big Oil plan, which is the one that ultimately won out, is not about, believe it or not, it's not about going to get the oil. It's not about blood for oil, it's about blood for no oil. They're not going in there to get you the oil to make it cheap to fill your Hummer. They are going in. They're using the 82nd Airborne as Exxon's exploration company. Not to find oil and bring it back, but to find oil and turn off the spigots. You read, I have a 323-page document written by Big Oil and the James Baker III Institute, Council on Foreign Relations. I know that a lot of people say, oh, this is conspiracy stuff. You have to understand, I found out these guys wrote up our policy because they told me themselves, the oil execs themselves, and the James Baker people. If you don't know who James Baker is, he was Secretary of State under Bush 1, Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. He represents, he's the lawyer for ExxonMobil, the lawyer for the Saudi Arabian government, and the lawyer kind of consigliere for the Bush family. And it's his crew that put this together. Now, they say that they didn't put it together, or they say they didn't even talk to me. And they threatened to sue, by the way, Harper's Magazine when I outed this stuff. Then the editor of Harper's said, you never talked to Palace? I said, that's right. And they said, okay, what part of this audio tape is not you? Because that's one thing I do. Now, I was on National Public Radio, NPR, which are better called National Petroleum Radio, and they said, we don't do that. I said, I know that, but I have to. You know what? You talk to these guys, they lie. So they didn't know who they were talking to or why, and they let the stuff out. When I got the word about the oil companies drafting up the plans for Iraq's oil fields right out of Houston, even though it says Washington on it. First of all, the United States government told me in writing, when I say me, BBC television, they told us in writing there is no such plan. Defense Department, State Department, White House, in writing, there is no plan for the Iraqi oil industry that we've written. Then I get the plan, 323 pages, marked State Department, not for public distribution, confidential, the whole nine yards. And I got that by wiring up and talking to the oil execs who described it, and I was able to get my hands on it. But here's the evil thing of what's in it. Bad enough that you got oil company executives writing a policy attached to an Abrams tank. And we got kids out there. We got now two kids being held hostage, one out of Houston, right? And believe me, the kid from Houston who's held hostage didn't have anything to do with writing up these oil plans. The oil plans are about, here's the phrase in it. You'll love this. The purpose is to, quote, enhance Iraq's relationship with OPEC. Guys, OPEC is the oil cartel, which is squeezing us by the pumps, destroying our economy, raising the price of oil to 70 bucks a barrel. That's $3 a gallon at the pump. Enhance OPEC. And just so you know, when you talk about crime, Alex, you have to understand it is against the law for any American to participate in the oil cartel, in any cartel, okay? King Abdullah gets away with having a cartel because, you know, there's an exception to American law saying, you know, that apparently that, you know, dictators and bathrobes and crowns are not part of, they're not subject to our laws on monopolies.
Yeah, the foreign governments who have kings, they're allowed to have monopolies, but in the U.S., going back to 1906 and the Sherman Antitrust Act, you can't do that.
That's right. In fact, there's something called the long arm of the Sherman Antitrust Act, which says that any monopoly anywhere, including OPEC, is against the U.S. law. If any American is found helping out OPEC. Now, of course, the oil companies are cranking it in big time because of OPEC, and they pretend to have nothing to do with it. But now we have a document showing that the James Baker people and the oil companies that worked with them, like Petromina out of Indonesia, for example, was in on it, that these guys are, they're using their own phrase, that they're enhancing OPEC, that they're trying to maneuver Iraq to make sure that Iraq will never bust the Saudi Arabian production quotas. Or Saudi Arabia sets quotas. You can't produce more oil than 3 million barrels a day for Iraq. That's their absolute stone limit. Now, a lot of people, I know, think that George Bush screwed up in Iraq. You read these documents, you realize he hasn't. Because, you know, when he came into office, oil was 20-something a barrel, like cheaper than peanut butter. Today, it's 70 bucks a barrel. That's mission accomplished. You read this stuff, that was their mission. Mission accomplished.
Greg, let me add something to what you just said, because this is incredible. You know, obviously, I've read your last two books. I've watched your Bush Family Fortunes video. It's excellent. But the things you're saying here, I mean, this is the documents. This is the evidence. You've gotten IMF World Bank documents in the past. I want to revisit some of that because it ties in. But the neocons get on talk radio and go, look, less oil is flowing out of Iraq. See, if we wanted the oil, it would be flowing. No, 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 no. It's called artificial scarcity.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen. And it's the same thing De Beers and the Oppenheimers do with diamonds. They go all over the world buying up the fields, paying people off, sending in mercenaries, bragging about it, because they're actually only semi-precious. They artificially make them scarce. And it's the same thing with Iraq. In fact, in 1990, they were angry. OPEC, Bush, Senior, and others were. Europe was angry that Saddam was, quote, overproducing, driving oil prices down because he said, hey, I've got a 30-something billion-dollar debt to BCCI and other people. I've got to pay this off.
That's right.
OPEC said, you're driving it down to 90 cents a gallon. You can't do this. So they set him up. He said, okay, well, they're slant drilling. Can I invade them? Yeah. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. April Gillespie, we don't have a defense treaty with them. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, grabbing the oil in Afghanistan and then controlling Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, the other stands, Turkmenistan, that means China and India don't get it. See, it's about grabbing it and then sitting on it.
You got it. You know what? I can't. You know what? That's. I'm glad you grabbed it, Alex, because there are a lot of people, you know, kind of in the street saying no blood for oil, and there was this whole image that we were going there to get the oil, and like you say, the neocons say, hey, we didn't get the oil, so obviously that's not what it was about. It's about not getting the oil. It's about capping it, not getting it. In fact, it goes back, by the way, this is interesting, you'll find the book, and by the way, one thing I do in the book, there's like 70 documents shown here, and you know, I try to do it, by the way, in a way that's humorous. You know, that's how you do news at the BBC. You can have a little humor. But you actually have the enhanced OPEC document in there. But one of the things you'll find out that's interesting is going back in history. Iraq was invented to control oil. Winston Churchill invented Iraq in 1920. And they set up a nation. They got in a guy named Faisal as king. Winston Churchill took the Kirkuk fields, the Basra fields, and the tar sands of Baghdad, put the three fields together, called it Iraq, invited in a guy named Faisal from Saudi Arabia, said, you're king. He said, king of what? He said, Iraq. He said, what's Iraq? He said, it's the place in Baghdad.
And that's why the Saudis have always been our buddies. It goes back to Lawrence of Arabia. They just went and picked a tribe, gave them a bunch of machine guns and grenades, and said, you're the bosses there.
And we got you. And so what happened was is that Faisal then flipped around and gave a concession to a consortium, including Anglo-Persian, which is now BP, Standard Oil, now Exxon, the company that's now Total France and Royal Dutch Shell. Those four operators, in 1925, they sat in a hotel room in Brussels, laid out a map of the Mideast, took a red marker, no, they didn't have markers, they took a red pen, and put a circle around Syria and Iraq. Every oil company executive in the room in 25 signed that on the red line on the big map and agreed never to pull oil out of Iraq.
Greg Palast, this is riveting. We're going to come right back. He's got the documents. It's in the new book, Armed Madhouse. It's going to be a good one. Already on the New York Times bestseller list. Stay with us.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects, at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Greg Palast in studio. Greg, this is incredible. You have the oil company documents where they're openly talking about stopping the flow. You expose peak oil as a big PR scam to make us think there's not enough oil to, again, create the illusion of artificial scarcity. You've got it all in here. But before we get into that, in 95 and 96, a bunch of documents were produced by the oil companies. In 2001, the Associated Press reported on it, and it came back out last year where they said, we've got to buy up these hundreds of independent refineries in North America because there's too much oil. We can create an artificial bottleneck by buying them up. Then they blame the environmentalists and say, oh, it's all their fault. You know, it's they're the reason that all the refineries have been shut down when we have their own smoking gun documents. Greg, how do they get away with this?
How they get away with it? Well, because they... Do you realize that ExxonMobil is the second largest lifetime career giver to George W. Bush and the Bush family? after Enron. Okay, I mean you have to understand who's bought the White House for these guys, and you know, look, also, you know, you can't ignore the fact that these are the guys who shoplifted the White House, and the same guys that helped them shoplift the White House are the same guys, the same companies who are collecting the lists on Americans for the war on terror, and that's all about, you collect the lists? You know, everyone's worried about the civil liberties aspect. I keep asking a simple question. What are they doing with these lists? They sure as heck aren't going after the bad guys, the terrorists. They're going after, you know, we're the victims on September 11th, not the suspects. They made us the suspects. We're under surveillance. They can't do this legally. It's against the law. And by the way, the law is the United States Constitution. So what they do is they have companies like ChoicePoint and others collecting the information on us, private KGB-type operations. Then they rent the data from them.
To fund it.
And then what happens is once they rent the data, what's it used for? It's used for elections.
And then they even make, their buddies even make money off the scam.
Oh,
they
billions.
Don't just steal, and again,
billions.
And then, meanwhile, the Democratic Party.
No bid contracts.
The Democratic Party's bought off by the same people. Now, I mean, even Senator.
No, you can't buy Democrats. You can only rent them.
I mean, even Senator O'Connor, even Bob Woodward, all these people are. Ron Paul, Congressman, they're all saying we're in danger of a dictatorship. They say Bush, with the signing statements, saying he's above the law. John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, saying he is the law, the Fuhrer principle. Can you speak to the fact, I mean, Greg Palast, are we in danger of having some form of a dictatorship?
Well, it's a slow-motion, soft dictatorship. In other words, when these guys start surveilling us, okay, and it's against the Constitution, and they, by order, say that any law is subject to presidential elimination by signature, any of your rights, then what is a dictatorship except a dictatorship, by definition, is one guy saying, I can set the laws, I can ignore these laws, and I can accept those laws. When one man is above the laws, that is the definition of dictatorship.
Getting into this particular document here in front of me from page 99, enhanced government relationship with OPEC, USA will maintain the contents confidential, should not be reproduced, distributed, or used. What does this document specifically cover?
Okay, what that document is covering, and it's part of the 300-page document, this is part of that document developed by the big oil companies for the Iraq development of the Iraq oil fields and the Iraq oil industry. And it's not about selling the oil fields. The other plan I have, the neocons had a plan to say sell off the oil fields. And big oil said, that ain't how you do it. And by the way, you know, the guys I spoke to, you have to understand, are not low-level guys. I spoke to people like Phil Carroll, who's CEO of Shell Oil. And, you know, again, a lot of these people didn't realize I was wired.
By the way, Carroll was at the Bilderberg Group meeting last week, and I was there, and I got picked up, interrogated. Other people that were there got picked up and asked if they were terrorists and stuff.
So are you?
No, but I mean,
are you now, or have you ever been?
But it's getting scary. I mean, this stuff's really happening.
Yeah, well, you know, it's fascinating though to talk to these oil guys. I mean, they're deeply concerned that Saddam was out of control, as they put it, that he was jerking the oil markets up and down. And now I have the also in the book the maps of Iraq and its oil fields that Dick Cheney went over with oil company executives in March of 2001. You have to understand, that's within 6 weeks of the inauguration, guys. This is no September 11th attack or anything. We already had the maps out of the oil fields.
Well, he told his biographer in 99, I'm going to attack Iraq, I'm going to be a war president, and I'm paraphrasing the quote, but this is almost it. He said, a war president cannot be questioned domestically. So it's about hundreds of billions in no-bid contracts and weapon sales. It's about restricting the trillions in oil to then make hundreds of billions a year off that. It's incredible.
Well, you know, and some of the stuff, like the review, as I find out, the oil fields of Iraq were being reviewed by, who was in the room? It was not only oil company executives, Council of Foreign Relations, and Ken Lay, of all people. And that's because they're going over, what people thought is that they were rewriting the energy laws of the U.S. That was a very minor part of it. I now know it was the total energy plan for the planet. And they talked about what they called, quote, and this is a quote, military option for Iraq. This is March 2001.
This is before 9/11.
Way before.
When we get back, we've got a long segment, plenty of time to talk. I want to get into what this global plan is, because you've got the 300-page document, and that can give us a window into what's going to happen in the future, what the neocons want, what the oil companies want, how these two different bodies, how their program converges, where it differs, how Europe ties into all this, what you see happening in the future. Greg Palast in studio.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Greg Palast in studio with us, the new book, Armed Madhouse. And he's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Armed Madhouse, Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, China Floats, Bush Sinks, The Scheme to Steal 08, No Child Behind Left. I want to get into their big plan in the future, what you know from talking to these executives and and 300-page document. But right now, you have done something bold here because the left is in love with what I've tracked back to be oil company propaganda, and it's like a religion. They all over Austin, all over New York, when I traveled these cities, when I was in Canada, peak oil, there's no more oil, we're all dead, you know, we have to pay $500 a gallon, it's all over.
We're running out of crude, dude. I mean, one of the problems is, Alex, and I lost a lot of my supporters, and I'm sorry about this, but I'm an investigative reporter, so I investigated peak oil. What I found out is that it was created by Shell Oil, and I call it the Shell game in there, by a guy named Hubbard, who is the chief geologist for Shell. And Shell,
Queen Beatrix,
and Shell was trying, was panicked because they were finding all this new oil in the Mideast, and you know, and so what are they going to do? So they announced instead of that, God, we got a lot of new oil. They said, well, it looks like we've got a lot of new oil, but you know, it's going to run out. It's going to peak. It's going to just suddenly collapse on us. And now the latest thing that I found, by the way, Alex, and I show it in the book, inside the Department of Energy. Inside the Department of Energy is a document showing that while, yes, we're going to start running to the end of Saudi Arabia's oil, it's not going to be so quick, by the way, that if you add in what they call the Orinoco extra heavy oil, that reserve, and 90% of it's in Venezuela, That reserve is five times bigger than the Saudi Arabian reserve. So we are swimming in this stuff.
And this is their own internal documents that they don't want the public to know about.
And by the way, they called BBC Television London. When I put it on TV, they said, "Where'd you get that document?" And I said, "We don't remember." But see, I can't do that on U.S. TV. I can't take an inside document that I find about all this oil, and the Department of Energy knows it. Why shouldn't we know it? Why is it a secret? It's not a secret to the oil companies. It's not a secret to our government.
I know. It just makes me become speechless to have the documents in front of me, to see the same documents, to track back peak oil when it first started getting promoted 6, 7, 8 years ago, to see that it was being financed through these shell grants to Russian scientists, to see that it emanated from one of their chief, a petroleum geologist. I have family who are petroleum geologists. My family has worked in the oil fields, you know, from the level of roughnecks to the level of chief engineers running huge refineries in Houston. And we, about 5, 6 years ago, I first started learning about peak oil, and I knew it was a fraud then. I started talking to family, and they said, it is the biggest joke on the world. Well, we have so much oil, they're finding it in the North Sea, they're finding it in Russia, they're finding it, it's in India, it's in China. Oil is, it's all in the Gulf of Mexico. Mexico itself has three times the oil of the lower 48 in the U.S. Mexico, Pemex.
Nothing comes close to Venezuela, and that's one of the reasons why they want to kill Hugo Chavez. I was just down meeting with the president of Venezuela.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah, last month. So I showed him the Department of Energy material saying he had more oil than Saudi Arabia. He said, "Well, hey, Greg, I know that." What he was saying, though, what he was concerned about, is that obviously you had the Reverend Pat Robertson saying, Hugo Chavez, he's the president of Venezuela, thinks you're trying to assassinate him. Well, I think we should just go ahead and do it. They're afraid.
Oh, I love that. He's paranoid saying they want to kill him, but they're on the news saying kill him. 4 days after you came on my show in 2002, mm-hmm. on my show, it's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, the transcript. That transcript got put in a bunch of foreign newspapers. It went supernova,
yes.
As we say. You said there's going to be a coup in the next few months. 4 days later, they kidnap him. But I want to go back over that.
That's
right. But I interrupted. Tell us, you met with the president. Tell us.
Okay, so I met with the president. And by the way, that was very helpful, your show, because one of the things that he credits was saving his life, because they kidnapped him, and obviously the next move was to kill him. But by getting out the word that he was in fact kidnapped, that it was an illegal coup d'etat, the U.S. State Department said he had resigned, was in despair, and of course they're going to say he committed suicide or something like that. Because it was a lie, and it was exposed, it saved his life. And so that's very, getting the word out can be very important. But the important thing is that he's sitting on all this oil. He said, "Look, I'd like to cut a deal with the American people." I said, "I'm not going to cut the deal with Bush. I'll cut the deal with the American people. Let's cut the price of oil by a good third right now. Knock a buck a gallon off your gas. I'll give cheap heating oil to all the cities in America, all low-income areas, to every fuel co-op in America permanently. But, one, we got to end the kind of cold war that they're starting against Latin America. That's got to stop. The other is that he says you got to get rid of Saudi, get rid of Saudi control of OPEC, because OPEC has this game where they shoot the price of oil way, way up through the ceiling. About every 6, 8 years, they dump it down to nothing to wipe out alternatives. And he says I can't operate our nation's getting killed this way with the up and down. Stabilize the price of oil. We got plenty of oil for you. Let's work it out. And Bush's response, this government's response, big oil, and by the Democratic Party too, both parties are in on this, is kill him. Then we're not going to tolerate that. And one of the big reasons, by the way, is that he said, look, Abdullah gives you all his money back. Basically, almost all the petrodollars, all the big money we spend on our oil goes out to the Mideast, through the oil companies, out to the Mideast, and back into the U.S. Treasury, so that we've run up a $2 trillion debt, Alex, extra since Bush has come in. $2 trillion. That's all been borrowed abroad, every single penny. Petrodollars are the key. Chavez said, I will give you cheap petroleum, but I'm not going to lend George Bush back money for oil wars. I'm not doing that. In fact, he took $20 billion out of the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but I've been following this and following your reportage and others. He said, I'll give it to you at about 10%, 90% off. Then even some of the oil companies and the people that would distribute it on the East Coast, they said, no, how about 60% off? So that's what they ended up doing. Now Chavez has reversed and said, fine, If the oil companies say, if I cut oil prices, you're just going to restrict your production, fine. You won't let me do the deal. Then I'm going to start taxing the oil companies a modest amount when you explore develop here for my people. And it's a very small percentage. Now they're going even crazier.
Yes. Well, one of the things is he doubled the royalties on the oil companies. So obviously they weren't too happy about that, and but on the other hand, they still keep 70%, and the stuff's worth $70 a barrel.
I was about to say before the
they're paying 16%. In fact, they had some contracts 1% royalty, 1% royalty. I mean, this is starvation for these people. So he's building nations. He's also lending it to nations like Ecuador, et cetera. Because what he says is we have to eliminate one of the reasons why they're out to get him. He says we have to eliminate the IMF. We have to replace it with the International Humanities Fund. He said the International Monetary Fund is basically a financial dictatorship, and it is killing.
And you got their own documents on that?
Yes. In fact, in the book, I have the documents that were just an absolute wipeout for the nation of Ecuador. And it wasn't Ecuador. Basically, this was to help out these bond speculators. Everyone knew that these guys were a bunch of criminals. But the IMF was backing up these bond speculators who were demanding a bonus payoff from Ecuador. And the president of Ecuador met with me. He said, if we pay this level of debt, I mean, our nation is destroyed. If we're dead, who's going to pay them off? I mean, it's going to destroy our
nation. But you have the IMF World Bank documents.
Yeah.
Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, went public. In there, they say it's about destroying countries.
Yeah.
They say it's about creating poverty because, again, these elites are monopoly men. It isn't about a free market, ladies and gentlemen. They're not free market. General Smedley Butler said, war is a racket. He said, I was a highly paid mercenary who was sent into these countries for big moneyed interests. So understand, they're threatened by you having a good economy. They're threatened by you being solvent. Look at it here in the U.S. Everything is designed to get us into debt. This is a predatory economy. Can you speak to that?
Yes, absolutely. There is a section in there. You have to understand, King Abdullah has lent us $1 trillion for out of Saudi Arabia, lending back our own money. In other words, we get charged big time. Think of it as an oil tax at the pump, which goes out through Exxon, out to Saudi Arabia, and back. Now, as you know, the Quran prohibits the charging of interest, but King Abdullah doesn't mind grabbing a big pound of flesh from us. And also the Chinese are big, big lenders, about almost two-thirds of $1 trillion at this point. And the result is these extra high interest rates in the U.S., which has been killing off the auto industry, killing off the airline industry. And you have to understand, these are, unionized, high-wage industries, which are now becoming low-wage industries. And frankly, that's mission accomplished. These guys aren't shedding a tear. Why don't they stop it? They're not shedding a tear. Why not cut the deal with Chavez? Cheap oil, lots of it. Tell the Saudis to go fly. But instead, we got our president, chauffeuring around King Abdullah and his golf cart at the Crawford Ranch.
Now the globalists are long-term players. These deals that we still live under were made in the Middle East over 80 years ago.
That's right.
When Mohammed Mossadegh, man of the year, Time Magazine, humanitarian, poet, pro-America, kicked the communist out of his country. Kermit Roosevelt, before he died, went on NPR and admitted that our government carried out terror attacks in Iran to then blame it on Mossadegh. They put him on house arrest, cut his minister's heads off. Can you speak to specifically what happened
in
Iran?
That's a grim situation. In the 1950s, Mossadegh, the elected president of Iran, nationalized the oil companies. Then the U.S. and Britain went on a successful campaign to overthrow his elected government. And if you read the CIA documents, which have now been declassified, National Security Archive, you really got to go to these, Alex. The horrible thing is
it's in my new film. Yeah.
The Shah of Iran, who took over, actually didn't want to overthrow the elected government. He was scared. So the CIA said, what we have to do is activate the Islamic mullahs who have been out of politics, activate them and convince them that democracy is un-Islamic. So that's right in those documents at the National Security Archive.
And that goes back to the Muslim Brotherhood over and over again.
So what they're doing is the CIA created this fanatic Muslim anti-democratic bent. It was a creation to get rid of the elected government, which had taken over the oil companies. And
well,
now
they
that
flew
comes
in Ayatollah Khomeini there in the late 70s, and then they had a weapons deal with him, and then Clinton gives $45 million to Iran to help attack the Serbs in 1998. 1999. Greg, can you speak to that? I mean, sometimes I think that Ahmadinejad may be on some type of globalist payroll. I mean, because I see piece after piece.
You're getting close on that one. Mad Mahmoud is part of the game. It's a Punch and Judy show. Watch Alex. Every time the price of oil gets towards $60 a barrel, suddenly Mad Mahmoud out there in Tehran says, "We're going to blow up Israel," or next time it drops, he goes, "We got bugs and bombs." And then if it drops again, Bush says, "Oh, we're going to go get them." And each time, either Bush or Mad Mahmoud says something, the price of oil is up another $5 to $8 a barrel. You have to look at the timing of those statements. It's a Punch and Judy show. The guy that they're worried about is Chavez of Venezuela.
Well, let's talk about that, though, for a second, and then let's go back to it, Greg.
Right.
I mean, we know that our government allowed them to fly an Ayatollah Khomeini. We know Reagan then and Bush Sr. made backroom deals with him to get Jimmy Carter out. We know that they used him to attack the Serbs.
And then Iran-Contra. I mean, my God. I mean, that we literally gave guns to the Ayatollah.
Do you think they're on secure sat phones, having briefings? I mean, how staged is it?
I think it's extraordinarily staged. But I think also, I mean, you know, the other problem is that these things get out of control. And we have to be very careful about this. This is really playing with fire, just like when...
Well, that's what the globalists do. That's what the Bushies do. They set people up.
I know, but you know what? The problem is that we created this fanatic, Islamic, politicized force, dangerous force, which wasn't there before. They had an elected government of Iran. We overthrew him because he grabbed the oil fields, and we empowered these maniac mullahs.
Well, I mean, I actually looked the documents up, and I have Kermit Roosevelt's after-action reports to Ted Downing Street like they're his boss, and to President Eisenhower... And he wasn't asking for that much of the BP oil. He was just saying, can we keep some of it?
That's right. Same with Chavez. He said, look, let us keep, we want 30%, not 16%. And these 1% deals have got to go. Okay, so he, you know, and he said, that's the deal. You can't squeeze our nation. We can't be an oil colony forever. I mean, there are people a million people living in cardboard shacks around Caracas. And so he charged the oil companies, and now you don't see those cardboard boxes.
Same thing, Mexico City, 30-something million people, half of them living in cardboard boxes, folks. I've seen it. And,
it's unbelievable.
I mean, that's
and
how
they've got all this oil wealth. And you know, they got to keep some. The problem is that for the average American, what are we getting out of it? They squeeze the oil. We're paying high prices at the pump, high interest rates. Our manufacturing industries are going down the tube with this stuff. I mean, it is not for our benefit.
So the economy is being looted. I want to specifically then talk about in the future. You've made really good predictions here. You said Chavez in the next month to 2 months. In fact, I've got the quote in my book. I can dig it out.
Yeah.
Just type Greg Palast, Alex Jones, World Bank IMF documents into Google. It'll come up.
You bet.
But you said the next few months they're going to coup him. You were right. What are you predicting there? And then what do you see happening to George Bush and the neocon agenda? Is it going to stall? It looks like it's starting to stall. Or does it have enough momentum to keep moving?
Well, a couple things. I don't know if I'm good at prognosticating it. The information about the coup is because I had inside information about the coup. So I'm more investigative. And what we're finding now is that the neocons, are in twilight right now because when they're trying to grab the assets of Iran, that was one thing. When they try to grab the oil fields without the permission of the oil companies and have their own scheme, they got slapped around big.
So you
big
agree time. With some of the other inside experts we've got that there is starting to be a split?
Yeah, there's a split between big oil and the neocons. The big oil has a big long-term picture. And, they're not, big oil ain't talking about democracy in the Mideast. They're talking about controlling those oil fields and, as use their phrase, enhancing OPEC, making sure that no one busts the quotas. You know, I'm looking, unfortunately, I would say the obvious thing for these guys to do is to assassinate the president of Venezuela. I mean, unfortunately, that's an obvious thing for them to do. We are now in a virtual Cold War with all of Latin America.
And this curbs in a whole bunch of countries down
there. This is a very dangerous business right now. You know, everyone's looking to the Mideast. Get ready, guys. The big Cold War, and we're going to see, you know, we're not going to move in with the 82nd Airborne because those people will shoot back. It's not going to be like, you know, like fun and games, like Desert Storm. So that's not going to happen, but it's all going to be through puppet coup d'etat action. And, you know, we cannot let a guy with bigger reserves than Saudi Arabia start cutting deals that don't involve the oil companies. I mean, he's threatening Saudi hegemony of OPEC. He's threatening.
And now he's got his own type of coalition or alliance down there. These countries getting together. So what's the time frame?
I don't know because, you know, obviously the big oil guys, I didn't get enough information from them. I mean, I could only have so much access.
But we know they're increasing troop levels right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, that. One thing big oil does not like is too much turmoil unless they've set it off. And, you know, but again, playing with fire, you know, once you start playing games with the Iranians, it can get out of control. These guys, I don't see how they can control these fires that they set.
But hasn't Big Oil set Bushes and them up, kind of their wind-up toys, to take the fall later? I mean, they do that a lot. I mean, it is James Baker and Daddy and all them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that little George is going to, they're going to load all the negatives on him, the war, everything else. The war is going the way that they want it. Oil's at $70 a barrel, but someone's got to take a fall.
Well, they call it the strategy of balkanization. Out of an Israeli document, 1983, Pentagon documents, 2002. They say they want it broken into three or four parts. Now I hear NPR announcing this like it's some new strategy. Oh, we could break it up in pieces. They wanted sectarian division. They don't want any sovereign nations.
Well, in fact, when I talked to General Jay Garner, as you'll see in the book, General Jay was our first viceroy that we put in charge, Alex. And in our madhouse, I actually met with him, and he was saying we could have had peace between these factions, but obviously they didn't want it.
No, they didn't. Greg Powell, stay there. We'll be right back after this quick break. We will continue. There's so much in this book. I haven't read it yet, but just scanning over it, I think this...
You'll enjoy it. You'll get a kick.
I think this blows, just from looking at it, the spectrum of data in it, I think this blows Best Democracy Money Can Buy away.
It does.
It does? That's from the author. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Greg Palast is going to stay with us 20 minutes into the next hour. We'll even have time to take a few phone calls specifically on the book, Our Madhouse. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I also want to talk about Ann Coulter, not to give her attention, but just to analyze. She's a low-grade moron. I mean, and that's why she's effective for the low-grade morons that really think they're conservative, but they aren't. We're going to talk about some of the nightmare stuff she's been doing just to hype her very communistic books that she pushes as conservatism. Now, before we go back to Greg Palast, my new film, Martial Law, has been out for a while. Greg Palast is in it. And it is an incredible police state film of people in that little mini FEMA camp run by Bechtel out there. We have the evidence of 9/11 and that entire operation and how they're using it for a police state. It is such an important film, 3 hours long. Go to InfoWars.com right now. Peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. We have deals where when you get multiple documentaries I've made or others have made, I got a bunch of other books and videos we sell, that you can get them as low as $5.95 in some cases, T-shirts as low as $9.95, books as low as $5.95. It's all about getting information out. Notice, everything I do is T-shirts, books, videos. It's about warning people, and we've done a good job of waking people up despite the corporate-controlled media. The truth has gotten out, and this entire agenda is now in massive trouble. So go to InfoWars.com, support us, get the books, get the videos. You know we put it right back into the fight. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of all my documentaries. It is so important to visit InfoWars.com and to get some of the books and videos that we offer. And I hope to finally get up off my hind end and carry this book after I've read it, because I'm impressed with it. Folks, you need to get Armed, Madhouse by Greg Palast. Who's Afraid of Osama Wolf, China Floats, Bush Sinks, The Scheme to Steal 08, No Child Behind Left. That sounds like a Dr. Strangelove title, Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Love the Bomb. Greg, looking at this, there's so many things that you've done in this book that really impressed me. I've been scanning over it during the breaks. You tackle peak oil. I want to spend a few minutes getting into that, because don't liberals out there or progressives or conservatives, don't we all just want the truth? Don't we want to know the truth? Not some lie that we've accepted as the truth becomes some religious orthodoxy. Peak oil is a scam, is a fraud, is a hoax, and I'm sick of it. Can you specifically, as we end this hour, speak to the evidence, the chapter in the book on this, and how now some of your grassroots people are now mad at you? Hey, folks, Greg doesn't lie to you. He does the research.
I'm kind of stuck, you know. I mean, I went into the peak oil situation just to see what that was about, and what I found is that, you know, it was basically put together by Shell Oil to convince us, number one, that oil is scarce, so it's got to be much more expensive. Because remember, when they came out with peak oil, it was already down to a nickel a gallon and dropping. Shell was in a panic, so they announced, well, it looks like we got a lot, but we're about to run out of it. The second is to convince you that we need to secure the supply.
You mean raw
oil,
crude?
Right.
Raw crude was a nickel a gallon. Sorry, start over.
Yeah, but the gasoline is not. But this is 1956.
Exactly.
And that we have to protect our, and that because it's scarce, we have to protect our supplies, which means the takeover of Iran, the overthrow of Mossadegh, the control of Iraq, the whole thing.
Even a lot of conservatives, either they say, oh, we don't want the oil, see, it's not being pumped. Well, that's artificial scarcity. Then the other camp of neocon, fake conservatives, because they're not real conservatives, they say, oh, yeah, we need that oil, peak oil. Conservatives have bought into it.
Well, the other thing that's happening is that, look, I understand why environmentalists kind of like the idea of peak oil, because they say, look, we're running out, so we better move to something else. We better move to something else for two other reasons. Number one, it's filthy. Okay. Number two is that we don't want to be oil slaves. We don't need to be oil slaves.
This is a monopoly run by monopoly men, and it gives incredible power to these cartels. But Greg, when you go to these, you know,
But the problem is, I don't want to be an oil slave. I don't want to be sucking soot and have my kids suck soot. But that doesn't mean that we're running out of oil, guys. We have to tell the truth about this. We are floating in this stuff.
Plus, it's designed to keep us in the oil monopoly.
Yeah.
And then transfer all of our wealth, using it as the only world currency, using oil as a world currency, forcing us to use that world currency, and then jacking up the prices so more and more of our economy goes into funding these guys, which then they put back into the till to get even more control.
No one's explained to me why oil companies would tell us, hide the fact that we're running out of oil. Less oil, the higher the price. The less oil, the higher the price.
We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.